Just a few months back, we were hearing a rush of stories about a mass migration from Central America, scores of unaccompanied children showing up at the U.S. border. That flood of migrants has slowed down quite a bit, and that may be in part because of what Mexico is doing. It set up new checkpoints on its southern border with Guatemala and beyond. The checkpoints stretch more than 100 miles into southern Mexico, and that's a problem for locals who complain about endless commutes and shakedowns. Jennifer Collins has a story from Chiapas.
78-year-old Zait Salazar rises extra early when she goes to market. It used to take her a few hours to get to and from the market town near the border with Guatemala. Now, it can take all day because of the checkpoints. Salazar lives in Mexico's southern state of Chiapas. Her house is about 160 miles from the Guatemalan border. Along the way, she has to pass through at least 10 checkpoints from 5 different government agencies.
Now you waste more time in the freeway. More time is lost.
Mexico, with aid from the U.S., has been trying to stop drug traffic and immigration from Central America. To do that, they've beefed up controls in Chiapas over the past few years. But not so much at the border. They've added patrols on the main roads and highways leading north from that border. Salazar and other locals say Mexican officials use the checkpoints to line their own pockets.
Pero ellos mismos son los delincuentes.
They are the criminals. They say they're ending corruption, but they're the corrupt ones.
Salazar has had personal experience with that corruption. About a year ago, she was returning from the market with a bag of clothes to resell to her neighbors.
Boxers for men, underwear for women, bras, blouses.
The proceeds paid her gas and electric bills. Salazar says she never crossed into Guatemala on the trip, but she still had to pass through a customs checkpoint on the way home. She says customs officials saw her bag of merchandise and demanded she get off the bus.
They emptied my bag, and they told me if I didn't pay $20, they wouldn't let me keep my merchandise.
Salazar had a receipt, but it wasn't official enough.
They kept saying it's foreign merchandise, it's foreign.
Salazar had spent every last peso on the purchase and bus fare. So instead of paying the bribe, she had to let the clothing go. But not without shooting off a few choice words at the customs official.
Un poquito.
Salazar wasn't laughing at the time. She had to beg a passing bus to give her a lift home. Salazar has joined a group of other disgruntled residents who are trying to get the government to limit the checkpoints and stop the extortion. Nathaniel Hernandez, a local human rights activist, is helping to organize the residents.
A la gente que va transitando por la carretera la bajan de los vehículos.
The people who are just traveling along the freeway, the officers make them get out of their cars. They search them as if they were criminals. It's a violation of their basic rights.
No national Mexican official would go on the record for the story, but Manuel de Jesus Narcia Coutinho sat down for an interview. He's mayor of Tonalá, where Hernandez and Salazar live.
Yo como presidente de los tonaltecos estoy feliz de esos retenes.
As mayor, I'm happy about the checkpoints because they protect us.
When I asked if there were too many checkpoints, he said no.
Es que tenemos que cambiar. Tiene que haber más.
They need to be more. Every day, there are more people, more criminals.
I think it's really clear to us that anything that comes across Mexico's southern border has a very good chance of someone attempting to bring it across their northern border.
U.S. State Department official Annie Forsheimer is based in Mexico City. And she helps direct implementation of U.S.-Mexico security partnerships. The U.S. has funneled around $2 billion through the Merida Initiative to help Mexico fight drug trafficking and violence within its borders. And some of that money has paid for more equipment and checkpoints in Mexican freeways. But she says the U.S. government is also supporting efforts to help Mexicans report rights violations that arise at the checkpoints.
It's extremely important that there not be an association between a stepped-up enforcement and corruption.
But vendors like Zait Salazar say corruption is a big problem. Salazar was given a stack of papers detailing the clothing that had been confiscated at the checkpoint. Some of her family members later tried to get it back, but officials told them it was gone.
Usted sabe que uno es pobre y anda uno luchando para sobrevivir.
You know that a poor person like me, I'm fighting to survive. And here comes this son of a gun and confiscates my stuff. Well, no. They are getting rich of the poor. Because they're not just confiscated my stuff. How many people are having things taken away?
After losing everything at the checkpoint, Salazar didn't want to risk it again. These days, to make money, she grinds corn by hand. It's back-breaking work. She makes tamales and sells them to her neighbors. It doesn't really cover the bills, but at least no checkpoints are involved. For The World, I'm Jennifer Collins, Tonalá, Chiapas.
Jennifer's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media, and Manuel Ureste contributed to the reporting.